From that, then you get this communication, this beautiful conversation that happens. And most of my songs come from that place of the communication and just that, that love, gaze. I gaze at him and he gazes at me. There was a time in my Christian walk where I didn't really, I didn't feel that Jesus delighted in me. But I think that the more I've learned that I'm seated in Christ in heavenly places and had that lens, the more I've experienced his delight. And it's just, there's nothing like it.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's what's going to be such a special holy episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright, and my friend, my beautiful friend, joining me for today's conversation is, she's a supernatural songwriter, actually, and she births songs out of her deep, intimate union with Jesus. And they become a doorway through which we can experience him, the deeper mysteries of who he is unfolding to us. And we can explore different aspects of our union with him, which is her journey. And then what she writes that flows from his heart from her union with him, like I said, escorts us in. It becomes a doorway through which we can experience him. She's a very loved worship leader, and her new album, Dazzling, I can't stop listening to because it's exactly that. And it's come from her own relationship with Jesus, which you'll hear more of today. It's my joy to welcome into the conversation with me, Janine John. Janine, welcome.
Hi, Liz. Thank you so much for having me. It's a joy to be here with you.
It's a joy to have you. Okay. Supernatural songwriter. Okay, so question number one, where I'd like to start the conversation today, is really to ask you about your journey that has resulted in you creating the album Dazzling, like, because it's profound and it is supernatural. Like I said, I keep listening to it. And when you're listening to it, it just, Holy Spirit draws you deeper into experience with him. So I have a favorite, but anyway, I'm sure that will change as I keep listening. But I wanted to ask you, like, your journey with Jesus, how it's, where it started, really.
So this is my third album, and this one is, it's been a series, really. So it's been a progression of Jesus taking me on a journey. My first album was called Relocate, and that's when I started to understand that I was seated in Christ in heavenly places. So that was so profound, and that really, I think that started me on a deeper journey, like the real depths of knowing his face and who he was in that realm and the reality of heaven. And most of the songs on Dazzling are just encounters that I've had with him in that place, really, in the light that he dwells in there. That was the biggest revelation, I think, that I started to unpack and unfold and enjoy with him in, was like the light of heaven, and that he is the light. And every song on the Dazzling album is really, they could be whole books and films, and because there's so much depth in each song. I've just tried to capture a little bit of each encounter that I've had, but it's just that place of dwelling with him in the light, because he is the light. And when we're seated in the throne room with him, he just unveils himself, and it's a beautiful thing. And I think for me, it all came from loving that sweet place of union, that sweet place of understanding that I'm seated with him in heavenly places, and just turning into that sweet, beautiful place that he dwells in and that he is, and letting my whole body experience him. And I have very vivid encounters in that place, which my whole body experiences, and it always starts with that sweetness of his presence.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, so I want to ask you, because people are always hungry. They're always asking, like, you guys are always asking questions like, how, what does it look like for you? What's your interior life looking like? How do you connect? How do, like you just said then, you just turn into the sweetness of who he is and you begin to experience the reality, right? That he is light. Okay, so what happens to you? Talk us through your internal world when you begin to engage into him and start to move into encounters.
It can be just little moments, you know. Sometimes when I'm actually writing, obviously I'll be on my piano and I'll be spending an extended amount of time with him, and you know, that's a beautiful thing. But it can just be little moments in the day where I just turn my face in and I just begin to allow that sweetness of his heart. I just begin to feel it and just almost like yield to that's where I am, and almost re-remember, recollect, and contemplate on it. Let the beauty of who he is fill my thoughts and my heart. And I think because I just love it, I just love feeling his presence. That to me is the most joyous thing about being a Christian and knowing Christ and having his indwelling spirit within you, is living in that sweet place. And I can't really live without it now, because
I know.
It's just it is my life, you know, as many moments as I can turn into that, you know. And obviously we're in different modes. You know, I work, I've got a job, so sometimes I'm in office mode. I just, luckily I work for Company of Burning Hearts, so you're allowed to kind of
working with Justin and Rachel Abraham is my average day, right?
Yes, you're allowed to kind of enjoy Jesus on the job, so that's quite good.
Yes.
But I think it's just that thing of I need that sweetness of who he is in me. And it just recalibrates everything that I am, like my mind, the way I think, my heart. And I think from that, then you get this communication, this beautiful conversation that happens. And most of my songs come from that place of the communication and just that, you know, that love, you know, gaze. I gaze at him and he gazes at me. You know, there was a time in my Christian walk where I didn't really, I didn't feel that Jesus delighted in me, but I think that the more I've learned that I'm seated in Christ in heavenly places and had that lens, the more I've experienced his delight. And it's just, there's nothing like it, you know. There's nothing like, this is what we are created for me. That's true worship. So I write from that place. So it's not hard to write songs, really, because you know, it's you're plugged in all the time to his beautiful heart. And one thing he said to me recently was, you know, that we're all his song. You know, that's who we are. We're the Father's song.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's true, isn't it? We're each his, like we're a word out of heaven, or we're a song from his heart. And I think the deeper you go, like you say, into practicing his presence, experiencing that place of the reality of our union with him, we're awakened to that more and more, and the inside sensitized to that. You realize how in love he is with us. Ooh, I'm feeling his presence. Ooh, somebody really need to hear that today. Wow. It's that place of discovery, isn't it, that transforms your life and sets you free from insecurity and performance-based Christian living and just performance life, really, performance-driven living. You're free to, you know how valuable you are, that you are absolutely his dream, that you said you are his song, and we each here to express him. That what you're saying there, I love that, how the songs just flow. It's like heart to heart communication, how he feels about you, how he feel, and then that comes out through you to us as an invitation, isn't it? It's like what you're experiencing is real, is actually opening a door for all of us to go into that experience, which is what I love. Your songs are actually activational because they're impartation of your authentic experience. So it's your living testimony, isn't it, that you're then recording? You're recording what you know and you live. So it opens it up for all of us. It's profound. And I don't know, your music releases so much hope. It brings us back into the centrality of the romance, of the divine romance, the divine dance, which is something that you capture in the song, in the album. But it's that's the point, isn't it? That's the whole point of life. It's this, to live in our divine romance, in the privilege of our dance, of being surrounded by the Trinity, knowing them intimately and revealing them, which is the song of each one of our lives. And every one of us can do that and live that and express him.
And I think that is to me the gospel, is that we get to live in that place of his life, the fullness of life, the abundance of life, that place where we're above the noise of the world and we're in that frequency that is vibrant and just full of energy and full of love, the love that he has for us. And it I think when you begin to live from that place, I've got this one song that says everything looks different from here when we're in your atmosphere. I think it's on the Relocate album, and that's what happens every time you turn in. Everything starts to look different, it starts to feel different. That place of his rest comes upon you, and it, you know, it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing that we get to experience as believers in him. You know, it truly is the light of life.
Yeah, he really is. And he's been reminding me recently to live consciously aware of our union, what you were saying at the beginning, that we are actually, the reality is that we're seated with him in heavenly places, and he wants us to be experiencing that and to live from there all the time. And his perspective is full of hope. The flow, I find this, the flow of his heart, when you're really seated with him in heavenly places and you're not caught up in the narrative of the earth or the narrative of the demonic, everything in heaven, there's no war going on in heaven. There's only peace in heaven, right? He's very good at being God, and you realize that in heaven. He's the Aleph Tav, the beginning and the end. He's going to wrap up human history in accordance with the counsel of his will. He's sitting down. Jesus is sitting down at the right hand of the Father, right? There's such, in full victory, in absolute authority. We're so completely safe in the one that is supreme governmental authority. And it's a different reality that we live out from, isn't it? And he's been reminding me of this, and to stay seated there in the midst of all the noise and the pressure and the stuff that's going on in the world right now, and pressure for so many of us, you know, in our own individual lives as well. But he said, remember, the revelation that comes from me from above is peaceable, it's full of hope, it's full of redemptive perspective, it's full of love. You know, he values and loves everybody, and he really, in this place that you live in, you know, as well, it's, you realize that, don't you? You get fresh perspective and you live differently, and you see people and you see life differently. You don't live under it, you're living above it. You begin to shape up and frame reality from what we can speak and sing as we're receiving it from his heart.
Yeah, because I feel it's funny when you work on albums and songs, because you spend a long time on them, but then you're kind of in the new the new download. But the thing that the Lord's really revealing to me right now is that he is our future. You know, he is the, and I, it kind of follows on from all the things that I've engaged in him being dazzling and just gazing at his beauty and gazing at his light, and learning to dwell in that light as well. That it's a place that we're meant to dwell in, and linger. And you know, that is a place that we go into the deep, the face of the deep with him in. But now I kind of, it's kind of coming back full circle where I'm writing songs that say, you know, we're living in the promise, and the promise is you. Like, we've got everything that we need in you. And I think the one most recent one that I've written, it says that we know where it's flowing, as in the river of God, the life of God, and we know where this is going, because you are the source. You are our joy and you are our delight. And I think that's the other thing, is that you get to live in the light, but you get into live in this river that's flowing, and there's so much energy in that. You know, a lot of the things that you talk about, you know, which I love, you know, that vibrancy and that life. And so I feel it's just been amazing to spend time on each of these songs, because each one of the songs is kind of like a little story. You know, it starts off with the blood, the Father of Light, which is the testimony of Jesus's blood, and that it's still speaking, it's still prophesying, it's still glorifying, and it's still prophesying over us. You know, that record of Jesus's blood is still very much alive, it's very active, and it's, you know, it's still singing out into over all of humanity. And then there was the next song is Guide Me, which is all about, you know, there's nowhere we can go from his presence, but even if we go into the deepest, darkest place in hell, he is there, and he knows our thoughts before we think them. You know, he reads our hearts like open books. And then there's you know, there'll be Apple Tree, which is an intimacy one.
That's my favorite one at
Radiant, that's your
the
favorite one, is it?
I love it. But yeah, go on, because it's a story in itself, isn't it? It'd be fun one to
Yeah,
add.
and then there was one called Daydreaming, which is a bit about really that place of kind of allowing your heart to wander in the day. That, you know, it's called Daydreaming because I'm daydreaming for the courts of the Lord. Even when my heart is with you, I still want more of who you are. And there's this bridge part which I love, and it says, my heart is singing, my spirit is flying, and my mind is conforming into your light. Because I try to capture the experience of what it's like to allow yourself to daydream and get caught up and lost in who he is. And what I love is that sometimes these can just be moments. Doesn't necessarily have to be hours in the day. It can just be this little moment where you just allow your heart to go. And because he's in this place that is timeless, it can feel like you've just been refreshed, revived. It can just reset you and re kind of balance you, and all those things happen. Your heart begins to sing, your spirit begins to fly, and your mind, you know, starts to transform into the light, which is the way that he thinks. So that was
Yeah.
that. And then Radiant, that was about him standing in his beauty, and that he is the love song beckoning us to come to him. And the line that I love in that one is that I belong to you and you belong to me. You are my loved ones. And I really felt with that, you know, it was really moving when I encountered that in the spirit, because I've never really felt Jesus's heart, how he longs for all of humanity to know him, and that beckoning, that it's an invite into that deeper place, and that he already is singing, I belong to you and you belong to me and you are my loved ones. So that was a beautiful one. And then there was so in that place after that one, there's this one called Strike My Heart, which I think I talked to you about before, where you meet Jesus and he was changing and shifting. He was look Every time I looked to him, he'd be like light, he'd be like in all different forms, like things I didn't have language for, but it would almost be like who he is would really hit my heart. And I called it Strike My Heart because that's what it felt like. It felt like my heart was being undone every time I looked at him. In that place, so that song was called Strike My Heart. And then there was Dazzling, which is a fun song on the album. And that one's all about us knowing the face of Jesus and how our faces will glow as we dwell in that place of his light. It's a really jazzy one, because what I tried to do with all the songs is sort of, they're all very different. So I tried to put the feeling of what I had in the encounter into the song. So the vibe of the song is very indicative of, you know, some parts of the encounter as well. So that was a real fun one. And then Sound of the Wings, that's probably my favorite on the album. That one's all about the sound that we experience of being overshadowed by who he is. And it's called The Sound of the Cherubim because I had this amazing experience where I started to hear this sound in the spirit, the sound of the cherubim, and I started to realize as we synchronize with that sound, that's where we come into not our spirit or power, but it's the spirit of the Lord. You know, it's by his power that we're sort of engaging him. So that was a beautiful one. And then the last one was the dance, which you talked about, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, where, you know, we're caught up in the Trinity in the dance, that we are one in that dance, and that we're actually the fulfillment of Jesus's prayer in that place, you know, that we are one with him, just as Jesus prayed, it kind of enjoying that place of our mystical union with him. So each song has kind of got so much behind it, but that's, you know, just a little kind of overview of each song.
Yeah, and like you said, each one is a story. It's a different experience you've had, a different facet of our actual real union with him and what's available to each one of us. And that's what I love about it, because like I said, you know, at the beginning, it is an invitation. It's a doorway where you're literally, he through you is literally saying to people, come on in and experience in me this way. And also when you're speaking to him, I can feel his invitation. It's actually making me want to cry a little bit. I can feel his yearning for us to come in and to become really consumed with our relationship with him at a deeper level again, to come really into the experience of the secret place and to really know him. I'm feeling that longing of his heart to be known by us, not just for us to know him. It
Right.
not, you know, and obviously us becoming aware that we are known by him intimately, which is hugely important and life-changing,
Huge.
right? It's everything. But I feel that he's saying there are so many more unfolding revelations about who I am that I want to share with you, and he wants us to trust his heart to us and enter into that deeper place of relationship, which is part of the journey of your life anyway, isn't it? Like, it's like you said, it's one of the songs that has that you've birthed out of that experience and touching that. Oh, I feel his heart. Wow. Oh, I'm really feeling that for all of us, this deep invitation right now to step in and go deeper into him and actually pray, like the relationship with him becomes the absolute all-consuming priority of our life, and that we live tucked into him and out of the experience of being overwhelmed by him and filled with him and liberated by him and consumed by him. Actually coming off you when I'm speaking, when you're speaking. I just want to take this moment so we can just respond to this. Would you just pray for us, Janine, for this? Because it's something that you're carrying. The Lord's really on it. Whew.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you for our life, our hidden life in Christ. Lord, that each one of us is enveloped by your love, by the light of your love. Father, I just ask, Lord, that you just illuminate each one of us right now in that place. Lord, that we would just hear that beckoning heart that you have for each of us, that we belong to you, we are known by you, that we are created to dwell in this beautiful, sweet place. One. every part of our body, every part of our mind, our heart, our spirit, all knows this place. And thank you for every song of love, Lord, that is on this call right now. Lord, that we just enjoy who we are in you. Lord, that we're able to experience that place of your dazzling beauty to such an extent that we release that out, that brilliance of who you are in us, the beauty of your heart. Lord, that we're created to know your awesome wonder. You're so beautiful. You're so glorious.
Oh, holy. Oh, holy, 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 holy. Oh, his presence is so thick right now. Oh, I'm really, really feeling him drawing each one of us in deeper, out from the noise, out from overwhelm, out from pressure, out from the natural realm, defining life to you, out from the things that have held you back and oppressed you and stopped you living liberated from a place of truly understanding life from above, life as he sees it. Ooh, holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. He wants you full. Right now he's doing this. He's resetting each one of us as we're just sinking into him and letting go and saying yes and agreeing with what you're hearing. He's resetting us from a place of feeling like we're on the back foot, feeling oppressed, feeling overwhelmed, having life framed up for us. So us believing reality is something that we are living in, framed up by the natural realm, like I said, or from the demonic realm. He's completely setting us free. Setting us free to see and understand ourselves from his perspective, how valuable we are. See him as he really is. Know him as he really is, as a God of love and That's authority. Right. Holy. Wow. A God who is pure and holy, who is dazzling light, beautiful in all his ways, who is goodness, who is for us, who is supreme authority, who is bringing all things into conformity with the counsel of his will, and is absolutely crazily in love with each one of us. Ooh, wow, resetting us into hope and truth and peace. Ah, wow. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're bringing through Janine and all the music that you are having her co-create with you in this hour, revealing who you are, taking people into fresh levels in you, fresh depths in you of experience that will completely set them free. Holy. Wow. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
We are supernatural people filled with a supernatural God who is unlimited.
Yes.
Who is not worried.
That's right. Wow.
Who is victorious and right, and he's causing us to rise up and see things as he sees and see everybody through the lens of his heart. Glory, radiant ones, radiant ones. That's who we are, right? Oh, I love it. Okay, I just want to ask you, Janine. I want to ask you. So, amen. Amen. Trans
Amen.
everybody.
That's
Amen. We
great.
agree. I just want to ask you this question as well. So when you're sitting with him, we just have a few minutes left, but I just want to ask this. So when you're sitting with him and you're focusing on who he is as purity and dazzling light, do you find yourself literally changing? Like when you're sitting with him, the encounters, are you seeing the transformation in yourself?
It started off from understanding, I think it's in Hebrews, the scripture where it says, you know, that we go in through the curtain of his side into our hidden life in Christ. And I saw one of the lyrics in actually the Father of Light song, the first song of the album, is that he clothes us in these garments of light. That's the exact lyric that I put in the song, because that's what I see happens, is that we get clothed in this beautiful light. Another way I've seen it is, which is in the same song, which I documented, was it, you know, for this reason really, is that in the flames, is in the love flame, that we turn into smoke. So we transcend looking like a body into this beautiful fragrance. And another thing that I've seen is that when I look with it in the spirit, you know, and look through the eyes, my eyes and my heart there, I see that we've become like part of this beautiful cut, you know, the oneness, this beautiful, all these colors and this beautiful, glorious light. Like we go into his light. And yeah, it's just this brilliance that kind of comes. And I feel like I understand that I have to let his brilliance out of me, that each one of us is created to shine, to be glorious just as he is, and that we reveal him, like we honor him by letting the brilliance and the light out of who he is. So, you know, not shine away from who we are completely made to be. Our new fully identified life in Christ is a beautiful, radiant, glorious thing, full of color, full of light, full of life. It's vibrant. And so I remember that when I engage him in that place, I remember who I am there, and it's easier then to recalibrate here and live from, because, you know, we do forget sometimes. I forget, you know, I get busy, I've got family, you know, and I've got a teenager who leaves his clothes on the bedroom floor. So, you know, I do definitely have to recalibrate at times.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? We do ultimately, we're created to become what we behold. Literally, we behold the glory of our King, and it activates us back into being able to live as an expression of our authentic design in him. And he, like you said, he,
right,
we have the privilege of being able to reveal the glory of God as we're just simply yielding into him on the inside. That's who we are.
It's who we are, and we so will reveal him. You know, that's what I'm seeing at the moment, is that the one of the songs I'm just gonna go next to the studio in is called Heaven's Light. I think I sang it just after your session in Joy Fest, and the lyrics are, I've seen heaven's light surrounding us, I've seen how we shine like the stars above, I've seen how we will be illuminated by his love. And that's what I see, you know, when you're in that space with him, in his heart, in that heartscape of who he is, you see that we're all designed to just be fully illuminated with all that he is. And that is the light of his life being expressed in the earth. That is, to me, the bride, you know, the beautiful, shining, glorious, beautiful bride, is that releasing the light of his love out.
Yeah, it's the truth, isn't it? It's the truth. We are those that are shining. We're shining and revealing him, all from this place of discovering and awakening to the reality increasingly of our union with him, living from there, yielded, enjoying him, being liberated by him and revealing him. And that's it. That's the plan, right?
That's plan A.
The divine
it's a good plan.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I could talk to you for hours. Janine, thank you. Thank you for all you do and all that you release to us, because your music's life transforming. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. And it's so beautiful always to get to spend time with you. So thank you, Liz.
You too. We have some amazing conversations. And guys, thank you for giving us your precious time. I pray that you really will have the most beautiful week, just becoming consumed with Jesus and experiencing how loved you are, how safe you are, how in control he ultimately is, that he really will wrap up human history the way he wants to, that he redeems all things, and you are his song. Like Janine said, you are his song. You're on this earth at this time to know him and reveal him. And he really is drawing us deeper. So we live from that place of being obsessed with him being the focus of our life and living, truly shining him to everybody in our lives and everywhere that the darkness is still sitting, that the light will shine and transform everywhere and everyone and everywhere that we go. Amen. Have an awesome week. And I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless. Experiencing God's love every day is my new devotional. I have created it to help you move into and live from the most powerful experience, most transformational experience any of us can ever have, which is every day. Whether you're beginning your day this way, whether you're needing to reset your life through the course of every day, you can switch on and listen and read, because you're going to be receiving a devotional from me every day, an audio and a written devotional where you can reset yourself. You can literally, you have a few minutes, just sit back and re-engage into the experience, the reality that you are loved by God. It's life-changing. So if this sounds like something you need in your life right now, jump on to lizwright.org and you'll be able to get it. I look forward to hearing your testimonies of how experiencing God's love has changed your life every day.